This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. And for those of you who don't know, Gwyneth is a degreed environmental scientist. She lives off-grid on her farm in Australia. And I heard on the news just now, and the news said, quote, for Gen Z, Generation Z, renting is the way to go, end quote. Now, when I was growing up, there was a term when something was really foolish or something was stupid to do, the term was, that's retarded. Now, of course, in today's changed definitions of words, you're not supposed to use the word retarded. Well, when I was growing up, that meant it was a foolish thing to do. That's retarded. Well, I'm going to continue using the words that with their original meanings, not the changed meanings. So when I say that's retarded, that means that's foolish. So when the news says, Gen Z says renting is the way to go, that's retarded. That's foolish. You get no accumulation of wherewithal / wealth if you are a renter. None. When you're all done paying your rent, you have nothing left for that payment. Nothing. You've used it. If you rent a vehicle and you return it, after you've paid the rent, you've got nothing left. The plan is to become an owner. So you have something left and maybe pass it on to your children, who hopefully don't think renting is the way to go. It's crazy. Renting is, and I've rented. I've rented in situations where I didn't know if I wanted to stay there. So when I went to California, I rented. And I didn't like it. So I left California. Mrs. Fennelli and I left. It was nuts being in California. A lot of crime there. Cost of living is ridiculous. Congestion is ridiculous. So to try it out, Mrs. Fennelli and I rented place to live. It was the way to go because at that point we could jump ship easily. And that's what we did. Gwyneth, you're talking about a Queenslander, and it's an interesting style house. It's a house on stilts. And that's what we have in the outer banks of the Carolinas. You know, so water can run under the house and, you know, if there's storm surges. But the problem with them is it's a great way to have a fire. There's no basement. It's a house on stilts. It's like there's enough room to drive a car under the house. And, you know, it's great for cross ventilation and shade and all that kind of stuff. But you do have problems with wood rotting. I'm not sure why the design is so prevalent there. I don't think it makes a lot of sense. You have termites there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe that's the reason.
I used to live on Russell Island. I know the place really, really well. I lived there for about a year. I lived there just a few hundred meters from where the house fire was. The The Queensland Police, the words that they use is that they cannot rule out arson at this stage. And the reason why they can't rule out arson at this stage is they traced the source of the fire to the base of the stairs. And that's not a place where fires tend to start in and of themselves. Like, if it had started near the heater, or if it had started, you know, near a wall socket or a place like that, then you think, oh, well, it's an electrical fault or it's a bad heater or whatever. Staircase? No. Fires don't just decide to happen in a stairway. That lit in a stairway. And the really interesting thing is this guy on the island, the father of these children, was really, really loved by the whole island. When he died, him and his five children were all very well liked on the island. And the only people on the whole island who hated them were the Blue Team. They were his only enemies on the island that we know of. And that's a really interesting situation, because, you know something, can I have a bit of a go at the Blue Team on Russell Island?
I don't know, Gwyneth, everybody likes the Blue Team. I mean, those are the guys that call you up and say, you know, we want you to donate money, funds, currency. Those are the guys who issue tickets. Those are the guys who participate in ticket contests. Those are the guys who, if you're having car trouble, drive right past you. Those are the guys who talk on their cell phones when they're supposed to be working. Those are the guys who paint stripes on tires of people who go to bars and restaurants so that at night, so that they can pull them over on when they've left the restaurant and say, "Have you been drinking? I smell alcohol," and then fine them for drinking. Now, I'm not saying drinking and driving is good. It's absolutely not. I don't have a. If I'm out, I would not have even a half of a beer. I wouldn't even consider it. Wouldn't consider it. Why? Because I know what these guys are up to.
Let me tell you about the Blue Team on Russell Island. They're particularly vicious and nasty because I was in the process of building a house on my land. I'd had this particular building moved onto my land, and I was in the process of fixing it and doing, you know, it was an off-grid place, so I was fixing the water pipes and putting in a solar power system and all that sort of stuff. And they came, they robbed me of my children, and they smashed all the windows in my house, and I had a yacht at that time, and they towed my yacht out to a shipping lane, and they sunk my yacht in the middle of a shipping lane. And if they had managed to get a hold of me, I am quite convinced that they would have sunk me in the middle of a shipping lane, possibly. I had to flee from that place. I had to go and I had to get my children back, but I had to flee for my life from that place. Russell Island's a paradise. And they turned it into a living hell. And the you know, on the news, they're sort of saying that they're not saying that the police are the prime suspects. They can't really point the fingers at themselves, but I can sort of pick up the vibe from here, thousands of miles away from Russell Island. I can kind of pick up the vibe of what the islanders are thinking. And I'm thinking that they're thinking that, you know, the Blue Team's been up to no good. And that the Blue Team is somehow involved with what happened to this man and his five children. Because he had no other enemies on the island other than the blue team. And the news reported that he was quote-unquote known to the police and that the police quote-unquote knew his house quite well. And I'm just wondering when their grief is going to boil over into anger, when they're going to put maybe two and two together. And I'm not absolutely not advocating anything, okay? I'm just playing chess. I'm just saying, you know, this has been a problem on that island for years. People move there because it's cheap real estate and it's a paradise. It's a beautiful island. And the weather is absolutely perfect. You've got wet, warm summers and you've got cool, dry winters, which for agriculture is absolutely perfect. That's what you want. You can grow coffee, bananas, pineapples, mangoes. They have mango trees growing that are like over 100 years old that are just growing on abandoned land and have tons. I'm not kidding. These mango trees are about 30 feet tall. Sorry, about 30 meters tall. They're just huge. And they've got that they produce tons and tons. People go up to these mango trees that are just growing on this land that's just been forgotten about. And they fill up their car boots with mangoes and take them home and just make mango chutney, mango jam, feed their kids with mangoes and all the rest of it. And it's an amazing place to live. But there's one problem, and that is the out-of-control blue team on this island. They are sick freaks. And they didn't manage to keep my boys. I got my boys back and I fled interstate. And my boys, they were babies at the time. They're now men. This was 20 years ago. I've got nothing to do with Russell Island. The place ended up being a heartbreak for me. It really did. I ended up selling the land there to somebody else who ended up developing it into a nice place, and I'm very happy for them. But, you know, I'm just wondering how long the people of Russell Island are going to put up with this. Does that make sense?
Sure. You know, it also could be that somebody came back from school and put their notebook down on the stairs, and maybe there was an outlet and they plugged their cell phone in there and their cell phone overheated and set the notebook on fire and burned down the house. And, you know, there's a chimney effect right where the stairwell is. I mean, it's perfect for burning the house down quickly. No, only one entrance slash exit. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. When I lived in Virginia, there's a town about 8 miles away, and from our farm, what happened was they got a new mayor of the town. And that mayor said, you know, we're gonna get a part time cop, we're gonna give him a radar gun, a police car, and we're gonna start fining people for speeding, 25-mile-an-hour speed limit, 26 miles an hour. People got tickets. People said, you know what? We're not gonna go to Drake's Branch, Virginia anymore. Because they've got that cop, and he's going to give you tickets. And even the hardware store had a farm supply place put a sign out, you know, Barney's on duty, meaning Barney Fife, the television cop. And, you know, like, be careful, you're going to get a ticket. Well, I'll tell you the rest of the story.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, what I was discussing was what happens when the blue team sets up a radar speed enforcement area. And there was no town cop in Drake's Branch, D-R-A-K-E-S, space, B-R-A-N-C-H. Virginia, look it up, Drake's Branch, comma, V-A. And you'll see, you'll see Main Street. There's nothing there. It's an old, small town. 500 people live in this town right now. And as of the 2000 census, 5,000 people. And there were shops on Main Street. You could get your hair cut. There was a beauty salon, a dress shop, a gas station at each end of the road leading in and out of town. There were a couple hardware stores. There's a doctor's office, a pharmacy. So the new mayor was going to show everybody that she was in charge, and she was going to slow down people who were speeding. And if you did 26 miles an hour or above in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, you got a speeding ticket. So what people did was they went around town. They just said, let's avoid Drake's Branch. So they went the other way. They took the long way because it wasn't worth the risk. Not that everybody was speeding. You just felt that you were going to get a ticket no matter what you did, whether it be a taillight or whatever it was, you were going to get a ticket. So people stopped going there, including me. What happened was the hardware stores closed. Doctor's office pulled out. The pharmacy pulled out. Businesses left. And the town is in decline. So if you go 1,100 miles to the west, there's a little town called Hartville, Missouri. They did the same thing. They got a part-time cop, gave him a car, radar gun, and he destroyed the town too. And nobody wants to go to Hartville because you could get a ticket for going, there's a hill going down into Hartville. And if you're going down the hill, there's a lot of bumps in the road. So if you have an incandescent light bulbs in your trailer, bang, 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 the filament can burn out. Or you could be going down the hill at 55 miles an hour, and then it immediately goes to 35 miles an hour. And it wasn't really well posted. And so, and then it went to 25 miles an hour, just as you went to the 35 mile an hour zone. And it was interesting because going up the hill, the speed limit was 55. Going down the hill, it was 35 in the same spot. Okay? So the idea was it was a speed trap. And I remember people at the bank saying, hey, listen, we don't see you anymore. What's up? How come you don't come to town anymore? I said, well, let me tell you about a town called Drake's Branch, Virginia. Here's what they did. And here's what y'all did with your cop. So one guy with a radar gun, part-time guy, can destroy the town. And that, I believe, is what you're talking about, Gwyneth. Is that right?
Yeah, except just imagine that it's not just a town, but it's an island. And there's one dock on the island. And there's a barge that, you know, comes to the island, so you can get your car on and off the island. And there's a water bus, which is like a ferry, and 10 nautical miles to the shore. So when you're on this island, you're going to have a bit of a problem getting off. And you're certainly going to have a problem getting your motor vehicle off if you find yourself in a situation. That's how it is. And they know that they've got everybody on the island trapped. They know it. They know they've got a captive audience. And they're quite ruthless. They're Gestapo. And if it had been a cell phone or a laptop that had been, you know, left at the bottom of the stairs, they would have found the burnt-out cell phone or the burnt-out laptop at the bottom of the stairs, and they would have said, oh, there's the source of your fire. Burnt-out cell phone, burnt-out laptop. That didn't happen. They said repeatedly on the news, we can't rule out arson. And they can't. The cops from the precinct down the road at Cleveland have been called in to investigate. That's not the Redland Bay Police. That says something in and of itself. The Redland Bay Police are the ones who have the jurisdiction over Russell Island.
Picture a world where you're why aren't they investigating it?
It's obvious that
those in power
to
suppress the
freedom. They don't want the fox looking after the chickens, maybe. Maybe the guys at Cleveland.
Best-selling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. It's been months, but there's finally a winner in the record-setting $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot, that ticket drawn in Florida. The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. President Biden says democracy won after Ohio voters rejected a measure that would have made it harder to get abortion rights enshrined in the state constitution. Yesterday's special election had just one issue on the ballot. It would have required at least 60% voter approval to pass any amendments to the state constitution. Houston police investigating the death of a three-month-old boy who was left in a hot car yesterday afternoon. Investigators say the mother arrived at a clinic around noon and took her four-year-old inside with her, but left the baby in the car. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So contrasting these two towns, Hartville, Missouri, had 600 people in it, and it's in decline. And it even had a Subway, a sandwich shop. I'm certainly not recommending it, but it went out of business. And several other businesses. I would say half the town businesses are vacant buildings in Hartville, Missouri. Same thing as Drake's Branch, Virginia. Hartville, Missouri, 600 people. Drake's Branch, Virginia, 500 people. Both got part-time cops, part-time radar guns, part-time police cars, and tickets. And both towns were in decline. Now, is it 100% because of the police? I don't know. But it is for me, because I didn't go to either one of those places because of the the tickets that were being issued. You'd have to be retarded to go to a town that is known for giving people tickets. Gwen, it's back to you.
Yeah, and like I say, it wasn't quite so bad in these towns because you could try it out. You had to run their gauntlet, but you know, it's that there was still a way out. But these, when you're on this is actually a good survival and preparedness tip as well, because there are people out there who think that life on an island, on a subtropical or tropical island, is going to be pretty good. That's certainly what Archie and I thought. It didn't turn out that way, not at all. Because when you're on an island can be a very, very small place. And you can be trapped there. You can absolutely be trapped there. These people, these police are psychos on that island. And they've got the whole island held hostage. And, you know, in my humble opinion, it's only a matter of time before somebody snaps and that the last straw breaks the camel's back, and that, and that people decide that they've had enough. I really pray that that happens, because this is a beautiful island. And like I said, I'm absolutely not advocating anything, but these people are out of control. These people destroyed my life, you know? And it was only by the grace of God that I got out of there. I think God must have had his angels looking after me, and with my sons, you know? It's really quite, you know, when I think back to those times, it was definitely one of the worst times of my whole life. You know, and it was just a few months after Archie died that all of this happened, probably about 6 or 7 months after he died or something like that. So I was still grieving for him. But I can't go back to grieve him. I can't go and visit where he was buried or lay a wreath at the dock or anything like that. He's buried at sea, off of the Kapalaba coast. Kapalaba is not very far from Russell Island. And I can't go there. It's not safe for me to go there even 20 years later. It's just absolutely disgusting. And one thing actually that Jordan Peterson says is that nobody gets to ride for free. And Jesus Christ said it another way. Jesus Christ said, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." And somewhere along the line, everybody has to pay their own particular piper. And all I can say is I'm really, really glad that I'm in my shoes and not their shoes when their particular partner comes to call. Because they've got karma. They've got a lot of bad, bad, bad karma stored up for them. And I pray to God that somebody on the investigative team, the arson investigation team that has 25 members investigating this one arson at Cleveland, that somebody on that team develops a conscience or has a conscience and speaks publicly about the most likely scenario. Because you can bet your bottom dollar that they all know what really happened. But here is a guy who's very popular on the island, lots of friends. Nobody dislikes him. The only people that dislike him are the blue team. And for some reason that we don't know, he's been singled out, and then suddenly a fire develops at the bottom of the stairwell, and he and his six children are all killed. Five children, sorry. Him and his five children are all killed.
So there's several lessons.
The fire mysteriously developed at the bottom of the stairwell of his house.
There's several lessons to be learned here. Number one is make sure you don't occupy a building with one exit. So if you're going to build a house, make sure there are multiple ways out. And if you have to, if there's a fire, you can throw a chair through the window and get out, right? Make sure that you have hydrants outside with garden hoses at the ready, with brass nozzles at the ready, should you have a fire. That's what we do here at our farm. We have fire hoses all over the place and water outlets all over the place. That's something you should consider doing. And there was a guy who was born in the 1700s. Most of his life was in the 1700s, although he did live to 1813. His name was Alexander Fraser Tytler, T-Y-T-L-E-R. And he was a professor of civil history at the University of Edinburgh. And he came up with this wheel that had nine stops on the wheel. And it's about what happens to society. And it starts out with bondage. So people are enslaved, and they hate it. And they oppose these conditions. Then they turn to faith, and they search for unity, deep moral gatherings. And then the third stop in this circle, and it's a circle because it keeps going round and round and round. The third stop is courage. People fight for their freedom. And then they attain liberty. And when they attain liberty, they have prosperity and freedom. They've achieved both. The next stop on this wheel is abundance. So after liberty, the focus turns to material things, abundance. The next stop is selfishness. They have plenty, but they want more. And it's all about themselves. Now think about where we are today. Did we have abundance? Yeah, we did. Did we have liberty? Yep, we did. And then after liberty comes abundance, and then selfishness. And after selfishness becomes complacency, which is self-absorption, and entitlement. Does that sound like where we are? Then after complacency, the next stop on the wheel is apathy. Personal responsibility is lost. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. I wasn't even there. Right? If you think about your government, it's not their fault. They mess everything up, but they're not responsible for it. Does any of this sound like it's true? Then after the complacency, the apathy, freedom is centralized, and independence is controlled. Does that sound like what's happening? It does to me. And then after the apathy, the government achieves complete control at the next stop, which is dependence. Then you go back to bondage. And then back to faith. Courage, liberty, abundance, selfishness, complacency, apathy, dependence, back to bondage. We are at the point where we've actually done this in high speed. We've had abundance, selfishness, complacency, apathy, and dependence all rolled into one. That's where we are today. And it's brought to you by the machine. You can call it the global elite. You can call it the Bilderbergers. You can call it the Illuminati. You can call it the entitled. You can call it the Committee of 300. You can call it any or all of the above. They've brought it to us. And we are really, really close to bondage. And they talk about the digital, centralized digital currency. Once that happens, and it's already happened in some countries, where a digital ID is necessary to go to a supermarket and buy food. Like, who are you? Who are you? You want to buy that can of baked beans? Who are you? Need to prove who you are. It's already happened. And it's believed that it will be rolled out in the G20 nations within a year. How are you going to like that? That's bondage. And it takes a long time to get out of bondage. And the way it's always happened in the past is with revolutions. Uprising of the people. And they go, that's it, that's it, that's it. They can't take it anymore. Now, of course, we're not advocating any of that. We're just saying, this is what happens over and over and over again. This was identified. This circle of states, of society, these nine stops along the circle of society, was from the 1700s. There's nothing new under the sun, nothing new. Except we're doing it faster. Technology is enabling us to do it faster and faster and faster. You used to have men with weapons to force you into doing things. And we still have that. We still have men with weapons forcing us to do things. But the control, your stupid neighbor, your retarded neighbor with the cameras on their doorbells in their houses, sending that information to the state so that you can be surveilled, and rewarding you for telling on people, turning in your neighbor. That's where we are today.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just wanted to let you know that I've received the syllabi from Kyle and Bert. So I can tell you what they're going to be talking about. So, Kyle, it's going to be what you need to have to survive. What you need to prepare and survive. That's tomorrow. And in hour number two on Friday, I know what Bert's going to be talking about, and you're not going to want to miss that either. Two great classes. I think you'll find it quite interesting. I'm not sure what Greg is going to be talking about, or I would tell you, but I'm not sure at the moment. I haven't received his syllabus for class yet. Gwyneth, flash floods in the United States and throughout the world and in China. And there was a report of a flash flood a few days ago. The road washed out. And let's say 30 feet wide, 30 foot width, a section of road just disappeared. And it what was left was a hole where water ran through, washed the road away, and moved the road downstream. And people just drove right off the road into this hole. Now, I don't know how you could miss it in daylight. I don't know. But they did.
Wow.
Now, maybe they're driving cars with, you know, sensors that, you know, that drive for them. And maybe the vehicles they were driving didn't have sensors to check for missing parts of the road. But they'll just dove off. It's like driving off a cliff, except they're going straight. And here's what I saw in China. I saw one vehicle, relatively new model vehicle, upside down. And the first thing I looked for, I could see the belly of the car. I wanted to see where the catalytic converter is that we have in the United States. No catalytic converter. None. New car. So while you're getting fewer miles per gallon to have cleaner air for the whole planet, in China, I don't think they're doing that. It's not fair. It's not fair. But yet we buy their junk. These are all my opinions, class. So don't believe anything I say, and just because I say it and it's my opinion doesn't mean it's right. But I am telling you, I didn't see a catalytic converter on this new vehicle, a relatively new vehicle. But when we put vehicles up in the air here at our shop, which, by the way, is called Advanced Auto Repairs, at Natural Farms, LC, which is where USA Prepares is, well, I see catalytic converters on every single vehicle, every single one. So your vehicles have $2,000 worth of catalytic converters. And the Chinese, well, they don't need any stinking catalytic converters, right? I guess they don't breathe the same air that the rest of the planet does. Back to you, Gwyneth.
Yeah, China's in big trouble. It's got 45% youth unemployment rate. The cities are shuttering up. They can't seem to keep small businesses open. Where Beijing has flooded the last couple of weeks, including the Forbidden City, where the government people hang out. And the Forbidden City is specifically designed not to flood and hasn't flooded in 600 years. And it's now flooded. And the Chinese people see this as being an extremely bad omen. They are really freaking out about this because they have a type of astrology that they do in China called feng shui. And this astrology is an astrology of landscape. And everything in the landscape has to be placed in a particular manner to have what they call good luck. And that's literally what they call it. Luck is a Chinese god or goddess. And it's the goddess of good fortune, funnily enough. But they say that if you've got bad feng shui, that you offend luck. And they are really freaking out because this flood has just completely destroyed the feng shui of their government sector in Beijing, the Forbidden City, that is not flooded in 600 years since it was built. And incidentally, do you know why the Forbidden City was built?
Oh, please share that with our class.
It was built, the Forbidden City was built 600 years ago. The reason why it's called the Forbidden City is because it was built for somewhere for the Mandarins to live, the ruling class to live. And if you were not of the ruling class, if you were Cantonese rather than Mandarin, which meant if you were ordinary Chinese rather than a member of the ruling class, then you were not allowed in the Forbidden City. Because in the end, the Mandarins had to quarantine themselves from the public because the public had so many assassination attempts against the Mandarins, against the bureaucrats and administrators of ancient China. And they literally had to barricade themselves into their own little city. Little meaning, you know, however big it is. Several square miles, but it's still, compared to the rest of the country,
we're out of time. Thank you, Glenn.
Huge. Be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.